Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Pod podcast. Whatever that means.
It's Bridge still out of action with the bad back. Ash Pollard from My Kitchen Rules. And I'm a Celebrity. Get me out of here. Back in this morning. So the final was on last night of this show. MasterChef, the finale last night, the 29-year-old accountant from Victoria, Diane Chan. This is what happened to her.
Diana, you are Australia's MasterChef for 2017.
And Diana Chan joins us right now. Winner, winner.
Good morning, guys.
Chicken dinner.
You absolute champion, Diana. I'm Ash. You may very well have heard that I went on My Kitchen Rules many moons ago.
Yes, I know.
And look, to be honest, I feel slightly insignificant chatting to you because MKR... Well, look, MKR isn't taken as seriously as MasterChef. Like, come on.
It's a completely different show, though. It's fun.
Look... That's my question to you. You know, recreating Kirsten Tibble's trio of chocolate fruits last night, I mean, looked absolutely ridiculously painful, was it?
It was insane. It was absolutely insane. I don't even know how I managed to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, it was through the roof. You know, just looking at those fruits, so when I first saw it, I was like, oh, wait, do we have to recreate? Like, are you kidding me? And then when she pulled out of it, I was like, oh, okay. And then she cut through it and I was like, oh God,
there's layers upon layers of stuff to do here.
Yeah, it was definitely a tough one.
Mm. Are you happy it's over? Because it has been going for months and months. And as you say, the filming, like, we only see it for an hour every night. But you guys live and breathe it for the entire time.
Definitely, yeah. The filming has been going on for 7 months. It was... you know, a high-pressure situation the whole time. And, I'm definitely glad it's over. I'll probably miss it very soon. But, you know, it's something money cannot buy. The whole experience was absolutely incredible.
So you say you were filming for 7 months. We filmed for 6 on MKR.
Oh,
but were you guys locked away and not able to communicate with family? Like, you had no access to phones or anything like that?
Yeah, we had no access to phones, but we did have calls a couple of times a week, 10-minute calls to family and friends or whoever you wanted. And then we had a Skype call on the weekend. So
that's crazy. Your show's practically like a super, super hard MKR cross between I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Yeah, cross between jails. Jails.
Yeah.
I call it food jail.
Now, did you take anything? You take the 250K away, obviously, for winning, and also a monthly column in Delicious Magazine. But did you take a mystery box or a set of pots or pans or anything?
Did you nick anything?
I should have taken a mystery box, especially the one that was made of a chocolate. I'll see if I can sneak one out.
That 250K, they say you're going to use that to continue your food journey. But what if you decide, no, I'm just going to go and buy a house and travel overseas for a while?
Well, you know, to be honest, I actually would like to have a break, you know, somewhere warm, somewhere like Noosa or something, just for a week to, just sip 100 cocktails and chill for a week and then, get back into it and strike while the iron's hot.
I guess maybe it's a little bit early, but perhaps, you know, throughout the show you kind of begin to think about if you did win, what you're going to do with the prize money.
Yeah.
And have you had a good think about that? Do you know what you're going to do with it now?
Yeah, definitely. It's always been the fresh casual restaurant that I've been talking about throughout the whole season. It's, I want to serve wholesome, delicious and nourishing food with fusion flavor, you know, probably incorporating my Malaysian heritage and flavors from all over the world. But, you know, I've had some amazing opportunities crop up in the past few weeks, and one of which is to promote tourism in Malaysia. Whether that's a food and travel show coming up, who knows? Watch this space.
Good luck. Enjoy Noosa. But what is the cocktail of choice? Just out of interest?
On a beach, I'd say mojito.
Oh,
yeah. Maybe at night, you know, at a bar somewhere, maybe like a Negroni.
Nice,
Pisco Sour.
Yeah. Pisco Sour. Yeah, good.
I don't know what that is.
You're an absolute champion. Honestly, I totally respect the hard yards you've put in, you know, filming the show, because it ain't easy, and I don't think anybody else would know if they did it until they did it themselves. So good on you. Enjoy the 250,000.
Boys.
And enjoy your cocktails.
Fantastic. Thanks, guys.
That's Diana Chan, the winner of MasterChef, Series 9 of MasterChef, with Bridget Spider for breakfast.
He's a father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spray, hitting the important and not so important issues.
It's about time people started being alert. Not alarmed, I'm talking about being alert. I am sick of people without awareness. And I'm talking about in bars, clubs and pubs. If you're considering, or if you are out and about on a Friday, Saturday night, actually any time, and you order cocktails, if you want a mojito, a daiquiri, an espresso martini, or even a fluffy duck, have a look around to see who you're going to be holding up first.
Who cares?
Have a look at the... No. Like at a supermarket, person with the full trolley, have a look around to see who's behind you, because someone might only want two or three items.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse. When you're there and you have this person in front going, I'll have two daiquiris, one espresso martini and a mojito. And then suddenly you see this Vitamizer get pulled out, stainless steel shaker, the glasses rimmed with some form of sugar, and then he's cutting up some fruit. 10 minutes later, you're waiting for these four cocktails to be served. All you want is two beers. And you're behind it for 10 minutes. By the time you get to order your two beers, you're dehydrated, you're sober, and you're very, very bored. So if you are a cocktail drinker out there, consider everyone else in the bar. You are exactly like that full trolley shopper in a supermarket. You're going to take up time.
Look around
and say, you know what, sir or ma'am, please, if you're only getting a couple of beers, please go before me, because I'm ordering these ridiculous drinks that cost a fortune, taste like crap, and take all day to make.
You've been sprayed by Spider.
With Bridge still out of action with the bad back, Ash Pollard from My Kitchen Rules and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, back in this morning.
Al, how many showers do you have a day?
I have two.
And you, Spide?
One.
Ugh. At what time of day?
What do you mean? Ugh.
Ugh.
Ugh. At night.
Okay. That's all right. Right.
I always have a shower at night.
Yeah, because you got to wash the yuck off you from the day that you've just had.
Yeah.
Lisa, what's her face on the Today Show? Lisa
Wilkinson.
Yeah, that's right.
Confessed to having one shower a day the other day, and she has it in the morning. And I just think that's feral, because, you know, you're going around getting dirty and getting, you know, stuff on you all day, and sweat, and you're going to bed with all that crap on you.
That grime.
Yeah. It's got to be before. Filth. But then your sheets will be dirty as...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So I have a minimum of two showers a day, one in the morning and one at night. And sometimes I may have another one during the day at some point. Depends on what I've been doing.
Right.
Do you think
three showers?
Three,
yeah. Not... Like, obviously keeping in mind that it's not all the time. Like, without doubt, I will have two showers. It doesn't matter what's going on, what time I get home, how under the influence I am at any point in time.
I understand.
I will have it. Yeah. So I just feel like I'm really clean. I love to be clean.
I think one's sufficient, don't you?
There could be more. There could be people that have more.
Yeah, there could be people that have more. I'd be interested to see if there were
13, 27, 10, if you do have more than three showers a day.
Yeah, I'd be really keen to know.
Yeah. With Bridge and Spider, I'm just going to go straight to the phones right now, Ash, to see if this... Hello, Gold FM, who's this?
Hello, how are you doing? My name's Ureshin.
Russian?
Yeah.
Russian, yeah. That's a different sort of name. Yeah, I'm here about the secret sound.
Oh God. Okay. You've ruined my segment.
We're talking about...
Oh, my bad.
No, that's
actually,
okay.
Let's ask him.
Yeah, I was going to ask. You know, Ash is here. She has 3 showers a day, and we're looking for someone that has more than that. Can we get personal?
Yeah, I have more showers a day. Sometimes I shower more than 3 times a day.
What do you mean?
Might depend, yeah, because I play sport and okay. I coach, so yeah, sometimes you might shower more than 3 times a day if you, you know, because you don't want to do stuff after you're sweaty.
Yes! He's on to what I'm on to!
So you'd be sweaty a couple of times a day?
Yeah, well, you might be. I mean, you know, like if you're busy doing something, you know, activity-wise or exercise-wise, you might work up a sweat, especially with heat.
I like the kids because the kids, you can't even negotiate. You can't even negotiate the kids to have one shower. I've got my young fella and you got to drag him up there every night and you'll put him in the shower, but then he'll stay there until you drag him out.
I just don't get it. I reckon from an early age, you got to teach them a couple of showers a day, keeping in mind water restrictions on the Gold Coast, everybody.
Al does. You know? What's your...
Well, I got a 14-year-old son.
And what's his shower routine?
His shower is Lynx. Just throw that on and he's good to go.
Pommy style.
Bridge and Spider for breakfast. Weekdays from 5 on 92.5 Gold FM.